Hello, Gus. I'm so glad you're taking the time to talk with me today. Could you please give me your name, please?
It's my pleasure. My name is Konstantinos Angelakos. Before I arrived in Canada, on the boat, they told me that my name is, I have to call my name Gus. Mm. What for? I don't know. Those days was kind different than it is today.
When was that?
1959.
Thank you.
So, the last name is Angelakos, which is Angelakos. So, when I arrived here, I was a barber from Greece. At the age of 16, I was the youngest barber in Sparta. That's where I'm from. So my sister was here, and my brother. I didn't want to come because I was making a living there. I like what I was learning to be a barber, but those days you had no say. You know, you had to do what your parents and I'm the youngest of six, four brothers, two sisters. So I had no choice. I came, and I arrived here 22nd of August, 1959, and which is
today.
Yeah. About that, eh?
Yeah.
So it was Saturday. Mm. On Monday, I had to go King and Young to work in a barbershop, Martinelli Barbershop, those days. It was an old Italian barber. Okay, the money wasn't enough. I had to pay for my ticket. I had to pay for room and board. You know, wasn't enough. So I went to work in a restaurant, which is not there anymore. Taps Restaurant, Young and Dundas. I work 80 hours a week for $40. So since I pay my ticket, I went to a barbershop. The place that I start working, that same week on Wednesday, one of the barbers who used to work there, and I took his chair, he came. He asked me, where are you from? All this. And happens to be from the same town. But he was here since, I think he born here. He was here very young. So anyway, before we close, he asked me if he can show me his barbershop. Mm-hmm. And he brought me on Bloor and Brunswick. He had a barbershop with his father. And he says, my father going to retire. So what do you think? Can you come and we work together? So February 22nd, 1960, I start working there. Anyway, after a couple of years, I took over about the place. Now, that half block there from my store to Brunswick used to be Anestet. He was the owner of 12 stores down south Brunswick to the lane, and he had two factories, I remember, in the back, and he was making plastic toys, combs, spoon, forks, things like that. So before the 70s, he sold the place there, and he bought Bata Suzat, Bathris, and Bloor, where he built his new extension he did there.
So he had no store on that half block?
He had, he built the Poor Alex Theater. Mm-hmm. And he said he put 99 seats, because 100 seats he had to build two bathrooms. smart guy.
He called it the Poor Alec?
Yes.
And that would have been on
fronting? Still there.
Yes,
still.
A different name.
Yeah.
And it fronts on Brunswick.
Yes.
Right. And you were on the south side of Bloor, just around the corner.
Yes.
Do you
yes.
remember the number?
499.
499 Bloor Street West.
Bloor Street West.
Right. And so, originally, Ed Mirbish was your landlord.
Yes, of course, for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So, we used to charge 50 cents a haircut. I was paying $70 rent. Every year, he was increasing $25.
Mm.
And I had to increase my price. Mm-hmm. $25. So, it's beautiful memories.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the neighbors.
Yeah.
Because I was very young. I was 19 years old since.
And your owner, already the owner?
No. After 1964, I bought the place.
Mm.
But I was the youngest in the area. Everybody else there, the stores, most of the stores was Jewish owners, older people.
Like Ed Mirbish.
Yes. And, you know, I got to say that I'm thankful for the support that even today, mm-hmm. all these years, these people. I will never forget most of them because they treat me like their own son. They put me in their family. Now, slowly things start changing. Since Mr. Murphy sold the place, 7 people bought it with no money, actually.
They bought it without any money?
Well, Mr. Murphy sold it for $575,000.
The whole half block?
The whole thing. With $50,000 down. Now, I don't know, they put the mortgage because he had to pay $600,000 if he bought the corner
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, since then, for a while, for a few years, it was okay. These people, they did in the back where the factories were, they create the 3 schools, if you are familiar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember they got about $100,000 from the government, from Winterio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And how this gentleman, which I don't know if I should say his name, he passed away. He, you know, he liked me so much. Anything I was asking him, he was doing it. So slowly he started kicking the people out, and most the Jewish people.
So the man who owned your building, he then started buying the other one.
How he did it, he kicked everybody out, and he owns the whole thing.
Like Ed had originally?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and he started doing his own stores. He was now everything he call it the other.
Oh, okay.
This is very interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, I had to help too that time. We created the smallest country on earth. Okay?
Go on.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Yes.
Call the Other Kingdom. That was the name of that little half a block.
Half a block.
They have a map also with these things. And if you want to become to be a president or to have a position on that little country, you had to pay some money. In order to collect money, he did that. Okay?
Okay.
So, I have a button in the barbershop which says, I'm another.
Yeah.
He used to sell it, I used to sell it in the store too for $5.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway,
What were the other stores then? Because you then became Gus.
Was
the other,
other books, the other art supplies, the other cafe.
And what happened to them?
Now, I asked him, because I had no lease, to make sure if I can use the name.
Mm-hmm.
It was Gus's Barbershop.
Okay.
Oh, he says, Gus, it's a good idea. Don't worry, I'm going to send somebody. And right away, he sent somebody because it was an art school at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the other.
Mm-hmm. I'd sign.
But mm-hmm. I took the idea because in our profession, they start, didn't like to call themselves barbers. Yeah, everybody started becoming hairstylists, hair designers, whatever. I says, no, I'm a barber. I'm proud to call myself a barber. I'm going to keep this place, mm-hmm. men's place, because I think we deserve mm-hmm. a place we are on, talk politics, you know, mm-hmm. whatever,
mm-hmm.
sports.
Okay.
And the other means different. Gus, the other barber, means different. And I got the idea from that. And the other kingdom was signed by the queen, who was registered for a couple of months.
Oh, okay.
So this is about the neighborhood there.
So about how long did the other kingdom exist? From about
two,
when to when?
2 or 3 months.
Oh, two, three, in
two,
what
two,
year
two, three
then?
Months.
What year do you remember?
Oh,
roughly.
Yes, must
was
be
it still the 60s?
Oh, yeah.
60s,
yeah. 66, 67.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you took over the store, the barbershop, it was Gus's barbershop.
One was George's barbershop.
George's. Okay.
George's barbershop.
Okay.
And then after I took over, I changed it to Gus.
And I know that you work with other barbers from Greece. Was that always the case? Other barbers from Greece or other?
Most of the time, yeah. In the beginning when I took over, I had two barbers from Greece.
Was that
actually? Don't forget that one still with me.
Mm-hmm.
43, 45 years now, Byron.
Byron.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. the other guy, mm-hmm. Gus, his name too.
Uh-huh.
I knew him from Greece.
Oh, I didn't know.
I was apprentice on the south side, and he was working as a barber right across
in Sparta.
From me in Sparta. And 1973, two of my barbers went to Greece mm-hmm. for good, mm. and I was by myself.
Oh.
So I put an ad on the Greek radio,
uh-huh.
and guess who? My old friend saw up.
Uh-huh.
And he stopped working since. So, but I had Hungarian, because the area where I was there, Lourdes mm-hmm. Brunswick, was a lot of Hungarians, mostly Hungarians.
As clients, customers.
No, business.
Oh, yes, yes.
Still,
right. Like the restaurants.
Yeah, restaurants. Yeah. There was the Elizabeth Bakery across the street.
Okay.
Was the Hungarian Castle.
Yes.
Which
uh-huh.
they sold it, I think, because the lady, they passed away.
It's a bookstore now. The BMV.
Oh, you know, since I moved from there,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to think about it because I was heartbreaking, believe me, the way, because the owner, he started selling mm-hmm. the buildings,
mm-hmm.
and
so he
moved, he invested in France and in England.
Oh.
Originally he was from England,
mm.
but too bad, mm-hmm. he blew it,
so
he lost everything.
When did you leave? What was the number on Bloor?
499.
When did you leave 499?
October 1st, 1980.
And then you moved west to your current
I
location.
I moved west of Bathurst, right across from my friend Amistad.
Yeah. Say more about the other businesses. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I was Hungarian, mostly Jewish. Then a couple of Greeks moved there, because the Greek community was where I am now, before.
Where you are now?
West of Blur. Blur to Washington was mostly Greek area.
Mm.
Right now it's only me and another gentleman, since everybody else is actually I don't know anybody anymore.
I have to ask you, what about the Danforth? That's known as a Greek part of town.
Yes, they moved from there to Danforth.
And that happened around?
Started after the 70s.
After the 70s.
Yeah. Well, there were some there, but then slowly all the business from that area, they moved there, except me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was telling me, why don't you come down there? You know, most of your customers there, they come from there, here, blah, blah, blah. I says, no, they are enough down there. Let them fight by themselves.
So George, the original barber, he was Greek.
Yes.
So he was part of that settlement of a number of Greek people doing business in that area, and like you said earlier, in the 60s, say, in the 50s and 60s. The people from Greece had opened
businesses. That's when he moved, 1959.
Right. So do you have an understanding of why people from Greece, like people from Hungary or you know, were in that area of Bloor Street?
Well, all the newcomers at the time, they were looking special for barber.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I find a Greek barber? So they came, you know, they were asking, they were telling them, they were coming there. So after 1 year or 2 years, they liked the area, they opened.
Right.
They start there, was a ladies' wear, there was a shoe store. After the Jewish people were moving out, you know, it was Hungarian. Was one Italian, and actually across on the north side, closer to Brunswick, used to be an Italian barber.
Oh, almost. Kitty
he sold
corner.
It to a Hungarian. And now it's still only a few Hungarian. The other, you know, since I sold the place, I don't even pass from there.
Right. Can you say a little more? What made it attractive then to these new immigrants? That part of Bloor Street, that area. What you know? You just said how there it was not just your barber shop or George's barber shop, but the you mentioned other businesses that the people from Greece or from Hungary were opening. So why that part of Bloor Street? Why not the Danforth? Why not some other part of Toronto?
You know, I think because of Hannestad store, it was those days. I don't think there is any person from anywhere the world didn't pass from the old Hannestad. So, and I think he kept the area, you know, well known. So people start, as they did lately, and you see what's going on out there. I don't know much what's happening now in Blur and Brunswick, but it was a very interesting area.
Right.
I think it still is.
Yes.
But
tell me more about the people then who were your customers back then.
Most of my customers were Greek newcomers. And a lot of Portuguese, because a lot of Portuguese used to be down there. Italian, Hungarian, Jewish.
What languages were spoken?
Oh,
all of them?
I had to learn a few words from each.
You did?
Oh,